Well, hello again, and welcome back to the Big Time Ballers podcast. This is the second episode of our preseason edition, where we're giving everyone a chance to get to know the players in the league. And joining me today, I have with me Jesse. Jesse, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going, bud?
Pretty good, man. Glad to have you on. Thank you for taking the time out of your day today to join me.
You know, I'm pretty honored. I'm pretty honored that someone of your stature would want to do this with me. You know, I'm going to sleep good tonight.
You know, I'm the one who's honored, man. You know, it's I have a legend here with me, so I'm glad you're here, man. So thank you.
Hey, man,
You
I'll
know,
do anything.
we appreciate that. You know, so one of the things that I want to do before we even get into the podcast here, really into the details, I just want everyone to know how grateful, you know, the league is to have you, man, because you know, our draft is pretty much just, you know, you're our host, right? You know, you keep the draft parties, and you definitely throw some good parties. There's always enough food. There's more than enough liquor, so much liquor that you know, sometimes people wake up not even knowing where they are. So it's So I would definitely want to thank you for that, man. You know, you've been a great host. So, you know, we appreciate that.
Know, that's I feel like that's my part. That's what I can bring to the league. You know, I aspire to make each year better than the next. You know, unfortunately, because of the pandemic, you know, I didn't get to take it up another notch, but I got some cards I'm holding in the back pocket for this year. This year is going to be something we're going to remember. That's for sure.
The things, you know, Mark and I, we need to sit down and just figure out, you know, what the plans are for this year and how we want to do things again, right? So obviously with the pandemic changing things last year, hopefully this year everyone gets the vaccine or things start to open back up to where we can meet and, you know, get back in person. Because I think everyone in the league except for Bill would agree that an in-person draft is more fun, because every time we do an online draft, Bill wins the league. So I think we're going to try to stay away from that.
Yeah, or just we'll just kick Bill out all in general. He's cheating. There's no way. He had
Yeah,
some.
we can do that as well. I think really what happens is, you know, since we can't really see him there, I think someone else drafts his team. And that's kind of,
I
you know,
think you
how
could be right.
he. Cool. Awesome, man. Hey, well, you know, again, right? Thank you for getting on the show today. So, you know, we're just gonna dive into it, right? So you've been in the league for about 5 years now, you know, so how would you rate your experience?
Well, you know, I gotta say, you know, I've been in, you know, four or five leagues, you know, throughout the time, and a couple of times I've tried to juggle managing four teams at the same time, and the experience level in this league, it's really made it so I've had to just focus on just this league. Everybody is always doing their homework. It's something that really keeps you on your toes. It's not just, you know, Sunday morning, let's play some fantasy football. It's shit Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Everybody's, you know, watching the episodes on SportsCenter. Everybody's doing their homework, you know, checking out everything you can do. This league is really, it's not, I don't want to say not fun. It's so much more competitive that it's really turning it into a full-time, you know, ordeal. You know, we're thinking about it all year long. Look, here it is April, and you got me on fantasy football right now. I'm ready to go.
You see, and that's, I'm glad you brought that up, right? And thank you for saying that. So, you know, for the people out there that don't really know, right? So when Mark and I first started this league, you know, it was last minute. You know, it was just something Mark looked at me one day and said, "Hey, let's start our own fantasy football league." You know, and it was more to do with us being in different leagues. And, you know, we realized that a fantasy football league should have more, right? You know, there's a whole lot more that we thought we could bring to the table. Which is why we created this league, and we wanted to make sure that everyone is having fun year over year. You know, which is why we keep the stats, we do the trophies, and now we're adding the podcast, right? So we're not sitting back just doing this for us, right? You know, like I mentioned in the last episode, man, this is all for you guys. You guys make it so much fun. You guys just make it so much easier for us to do it, because, you know, we enjoy doing it, and you guys are pretty receptive to everything. So, yeah, you know, I'm glad you happy you're here, and you know, it's definitely a lot of fun, man. Hopefully we can all regroup again this year and you know, get those shots going, man. I miss those.
Oh, this year is going to be something different, that's for sure. You know, now that I'm on a place, where we can just really let loose. You know, I'm on 5 acres of land, so we won't be so confined by the neighbors and whatnot. It'll be more relaxed and maybe a little louder. Who knows? I don't know if we can get much louder than the last time, but we're going to try it, that's for sure.
All right, man. I like it. Let's do it. All right. So what I want to do here, man, you know, is I want to take a look at, you know, how you've fared so far in the league. So as I've mentioned, you know, you've been in the league 5 years. Your record, it's not great. It's not horrible. You know, your career record in the league is 32 and 33. You know, of those 5 years, you've made the playoffs 3 times. The one thing that sticks out to me, though, is that you have 0 playoff wins. So what's your plan going into the 2021 season to get your career record above 500 and hopefully get that first playoff win?
Well, I guess it's more or less the homework thing, you know, like I said, the competitive, you know, having people that, you know, want to trade or even trying to, you know, to say the least, you got to kind of con someone into giving you their star guy. But it's difficult, you know, coming from someone that wasn't a football fan until this started to, you know, now all I can do is think about football. It was a learning curve, that's for sure. I mean, you know, I have competitors such as yourself, you know, and you know, you can sell ice to an Eskimo. It's difficult because I can't trick someone such as you into making that trade that I need. So we'll get there. You know, my experience level, I feel, is, you know, gone, you know, from zero to, you know, there's a roof that I want to go through, that's for sure. But I got a ways to go, and it's hard because it's like, you know, jumping in with a bunch of pros, you just got to learn along the way. I'm definitely breaking some eggs, but there'll be an omelet there in the future, I guarantee it.
So, you know, I don't trick anyone. I think, you know, my trades, I try to make it work for both parties, right? But sometimes it's not seen that way. But I hear where you're coming from. And you know, I think some of the things you're saying, man, it's really a great segue into, you know, what I have here for you, right? So, you know, you talked about someone who never really liked football, you know, to joining a fantasy football league, right? So obviously there was a major learning curve there, but the one thing that I like about you is that you're willing to learn the game, right? And you're willing to put in the time and the effort, and it shows, right? So, you know, what I'd like to do, man, is just to put it out there for everyone else. So, for example, in 2018, you know, you have something to your name that I don't, right? And you have a scoring title. You know, 2018, you led the league in total season points, you know, and at 1899 points, right? 1 point shy of 1900 points. And that's actually the second highest season total in the history of the league, man. So that is something that you should definitely be proud of.
Oh, I am. I appreciate all my you know, accomplishments, and you know, it just makes me want to push harder for the next year. You know, now I want to buy more books and do more homework. All it does is make me hungrier. I'm coming for you, champ.
You know, I think there's some other guys in the league that you know, might be a little tougher to deal with, right? So I've kind of been knocked down a notch, I guess. You know, I'm kind of humbled right now. So you got Chris, he's got 2 chips. You know, you got Bill. I think those are the guys you have to set your sights on. I'm just still small little old T, you know, trying to get by in the corner here, but
Well, that
you
right
know,
there just shows. I mean, how do you go from being a champion 1 year to not making the playoffs the next? That shows the level of competition that we have in our league, and it's not just one-sided. There's a lot of effort that needs to be put in, and everybody's doing a great job. You know, Mark himself, you know, Cam, I think Cam's come a long way. You got to give Bill the credit. You know, he's there every year. This is
Yeah, absolutely.
It's definitely something to appreciate and learn from.
Definitely, without a doubt, man. I couldn't agree with you more on that one. You know, it's the league, it's so much fun. but yet it's so competitive, and you really have to be on your A game because, you know, you could find yourself being a Nate who's always stuck at the bottom of the
Forgot about Nate. Does Nate get salty
table,
when he listens
right?
to this podcast? Because I hope he does.
You know, I would hope he would come on here, but you know, I don't know if he will. But I think it'd be great to have Nate on here for an
Well,
episode.
yeah, everybody needs to learn what not to do.
You know, so there's one other thing I want to, again, right? I just want to showcase all of your accomplishments here. And there's one other thing that I'd like to do. So, you know, with the league website, we have the lines of the league, and your name is actually there in the record books for the highest single points in a game, sitting at 189. That also came in 2018, you know. So, again, another accomplishment there under your belt. So, you know, I think you're really setting yourself up for success moving forward. You know, you have all of these records, individual records that you've slowly put together, and I think it's only a matter of time before you making it to the playoffs again and, you know, get that first playoff win, get some momentum going, and, you know,
Yeah, playoffs seem to be my
it's
Achilles
all
heel.
good.
Those are my Achilles heel, that's for sure. We'll get there. We'll get there. I'm learning that
Oh, definitely.
we don't want to pick everybody from one particular team. Is even though Aaron Jones and Aaron Rodgers are, you know, my A2 go-to guys, we got to learn to spread it across the game. Spread the love, baby.
You know, I'll admit, a few years ago, my favorite stack it used to be Aaron Rodgers, Jordy Nelson. I just every league I used to try to get that stack. I loved it. You know, it actually took me to the finals in one league. Unfortunately, I didn't win it, but it's just one of those stacks that I really enjoyed back then. But you know, and again, right? It's all part about learning the game, right? You know, you see what works, you see what don't, and you kind of just put it all together and go from there.
That's it. That's it. That's all you can do.
Right. So what I want to do now, man, is I want to get into the questions, right? So as I've mentioned, everyone that volunteers to come on the podcast, I'm going to ask him three questions, and if you get all three right, is going to give you a chance to enter the 2021 season without paying the entrance fee. So, first question I'm going to get into here. So, obviously, my first guest on the podcast, we had Cam on. And the reason Cam was in the league was because of you. You know, you're the one that told us about Cam. And, you know, we had a spot and we brought him in. So, the reason I'm bringing up Cam, because I spoke to him yesterday, question number one. Since 2017, what is your head-to-head record versus Cam?
Ooh, I gotta be. So I think I've lost to him two times. So I gotta be whatever, how many years it is in two.
So, okay, so you've played him four
Yep.
times. So what you're saying is your record is
Yep.
two and two. Okay, so that's not correct. You actually lost to him once. Your record is
I'm
three
gonna
and
rub
one.
that in his face.
Yep, so you have a 3-1 record.
You happen to know our record
Unfortunately,
by chance?
I do not. I do not. I can take, actually, I'm working on putting that together as well. So that's going to be on the website pretty soon. So,
Okay.
yeah, so the head-to-heads are going to be up there as well. That's actually going to be good bragging rights for
Yeah,
everyone.
well.
All right. So even though you're not going to get the chance to enter the league free 2021, I still want to go through these questions because, like I said, I think it's pretty cool for everyone. You know, I'm actually learning some of this stuff myself, and I think it'd be helpful for the listeners as well who know it. So, question number two. The Lambeau Leap is a staple touchdown celebration. Who was the first person credited with doing the Lambeau Leap?
Jennings. Was it Greg Jennings? Damn.
Nope, it was actually Leroy
Really?
Butler back in 1993. Yep, he fumble return for a touchdown. And he was the first person to jump in the
That's a
stands.
good one. I like that question.
Cool, man. Yeah, so, like I said, I was looking through and I try to pull up some really interesting facts. I try to break it up as in, something about your team and then something about the league as well, right? And I'm pretty sure what's going to happen is everyone that's listening now, they're going to try to look at stuff in the league and try to look at stuff for their team. But maybe there's going to be a twist. So I always got to keep everyone on
For
their
sure.
toes. All right, question number three. Who was the first 1,000-yard receiver in Packers history? Now, when I say receiver, I don't mean wide receiver. It could be a running back, could be a tight end, could be a wide receiver. But who was the first player to go over 1,000 receiving yards in Packers history?
You know what? I don't know this one, but I feel like it had to have been when Brett Favre was playing, that's for sure. I don't know the
No, this wasn't Brett Favre. This was way back, way
answer.
early on. Tight end by the name of Don
Really?
Hutson. Yeah, I think this was back in like the 1940s. So it's yeah, it's way back when.
Damn.
Yeah.
I gotta.
Yeah, man, I know some of these, it's gonna be real. I'm digging deep for some of these,
Well, you
so
got to now. Now that everybody's listening, they're gonna be doing the same thing.
yeah, but well, trust me, there's a twist though. I'm not gonna make it too easy for
Right.
everyone. But what I'll do is I'll give you a bonus question, right? And it's gonna go back to your stats again. So do you know what year was your first winning? So I'm gonna give you, it's gonna be a two-part question. So you're gonna have to give me the year and the record. What year was your first ever season in the league? What was your record?
It had to be 2018, right?
Yep, you got that part right. Yep,
And I
yep.
went, I think I went 7-5. Seven and, yeah, I can't remember. I think,
Nope. So it was 2018, but you actually went 9-4.
I was gonna guess that one.
Yep,
That was a good year. I think that was the
nine and
year I had
four that
Melvin
year.
Gordon. He was just going off.
That was the year you set all your records. That was the year you had the highest score in the game, highest season points. So 2018 was a really good year
Yeah,
for you.
yep. I remember. I remember the happiness that would go flow through me every weekend. We'll get there. We'll get there again.
That's awesome. Like I said, man, I have faith in you that you will. I've noticed your growth over the years. You definitely put the time in, and it's showing, right? And because like I said, you have accomplished things in this league that guys that have won championships, haven't done. So, and that's why it's kind of why I like to do this, right? Because usually when you talk about fantasy football, everyone only cares about the champion, right? And I get it. Yes, we play to win the game. You play to, at the end of the season, say, "Yep, I'm the champ." But there's so many other things that happens within the season that I think, deserves to be recognized, right? So, and that's kind of what I want to do with these podcasts, right? Just go through and highlight things that everyone has done during the season, just so that, everyone can be put in display, right? Because normally, when the season starts, once you lose, you don't want to be reading my recaps because there's nothing good being said about you. So I just wanted to set this platform just so I can get everyone out there to, showcase them to the league, talk about their accomplishments. Maybe there's going to be some things that, aren't the greatest, but at least, you have the opportunity to explain yourself and let the league know what your plans are to fix things that you may not like that you've done
Oh
so
yeah,
far.
I think this is a great idea. Excellent.
Yeah, definitely, man. Cool. So, we're getting pretty close here, to the end. So, is there anything else that you would like to say before we end today's podcast?
I'd just like to thank the league of doing an awesome job. You know, you and Mark do a great job at doing this, and you make it fun for everybody. I got to say, I don't think I've heard a complaint that you guys aren't fair. You know, you do everything 100%. You know, everything's the right way. There's never trust issues. There's never, oh, well, this guy's favoring this guy. Everything. That's the most important part to me is you can play this money league and know that you're not getting cheated. And I think that that is the most important you can have out of anybody's league. You guys are honest. We all get along. This has turned into more of a family event to me, and it's something that I hold near and dear to me. I want this forever, man. I hope it goes forever.
Hey, we appreciate that, man. And, you know, it definitely is, right? So if you notice on the homepage of the league, you know, we have the quotes from Shady, right? That says, this league is family. You know, we truly view you guys all the same way. So, you know, again, I really appreciate having you on the show. Thank you again. Good luck in the 2021 season, man. I hope you go out there and dominate. Like I said, you've been, you know, improving year over year. And hopefully I see you in the playoffs and we can keep this battle going. And I'll get back to you regarding our head-to-head record. I think you probably have the edge, which is why you're so interested in it. But I'll give you your bragging rights once I get it all put together. All right,
T. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it, bud.
Hey, no problem.
Have
man.
A good one.
Take care. You too.